Hello, this is Commissioner Boucher from District 4. As always, it's an honor to serve the community and bring these messages to you every fifth week where we rotate with our fellow commissioners. I'd like to start off talking about Parks and Rec, or Rec and Parks, as they like to be called. They've removed restrictions with safety guidelines. I have some information from Director Jeff Daggett. As a result of Governor Hogan's recent announcement that Maryland will enter Stage 3 of the Road to Recovery, and after consulting with Carroll County Health Officer Ed Singer, effective 5 p.m. on Friday, September 4th, Carroll County Recs and Parks will remove restrictions that prohibited competition and full contact in high-risk activities such as tackle football, wrestling, and basketball, eliminate its current 30-mile travel limit for activities, but continues to encourage restraint with regards to program travel for leagues and tournaments. Continue to emphasize adherence to best practices for youth sports, including regular wellness checks, social distancing, and regular disinfecting of equipment. Also, state orders regarding spectators and face coverings remain in effect. This action is consistent with the Carroll County Commissioner's adherence to follow the governor's executive orders. The department would like to recognize the efforts of all programs that already are implemented and return to their full safe play for safety procedures that help to reduce risks for community as children return to play. We would also like to recognize and thank our great volunteers who accepted these challenges, met them head on, and continue to serve for the benefit of our youth. And that is from Director Daggett, a wonderful guy. Also like to talk about the Gillis Falls Trail Project, which I had the honor of doing a tour of with Director Daggett. In Gillis Falls, which was originally slated as a reservoir site, which has been put on hold, we are looking at the county commissioners approved the design for a walking trail from down in Gillis Falls, down in Mount Airy Woodbine area, all the way up to Gillis Falls Road. This trail would go approximately 2.5 miles through the stream bottom. It's very lovely. Lots of wildlife down there to enjoy. I'm looking forward to the design that comes forth from the engineers to be brought in front of the commissioner board and the planning and zoning board so we move forward and develop this trail. I believe we already have the resources available through grants and open space programs where this project would not put a financial strain on the community and the county as a whole. And as I've said before, within 10 years, one out of every three citizens of Carroll County will be 60 plus. So these type of trails and physical activities for our community will add to their quality of life and the physical well-being of our citizens. Plus, it's always great to get the kids out there, engage them. They can play in the streams. They can engage wildlife and maybe being inspired for careers that involve wildlife and outdoor activities. So I'd like to thank Director Daggett for taking me on that tour. Also, September is Emergency Preparedness Month. Carroll County Commissioners proclaim September as such. The theme for this year's Preparedness Month is Disasters Don't Wait. Make your plan today. Throughout the month of September, individuals and families in Carroll County are encouraged to create an emergency supply kit, develop an emergency communication plan, and learn more about what kinds of hazards may affect your area. Preparing when threats are not imminent can make communities more resilient when disasters do occur. Hazards common to Carroll County include flooding, high winds, severe thunderstorms, and winter storms. The Atlantic hurricane season has run through November each year, and the area can experience effects from tropical weather throughout the fall months. I'd give a quote from Board President Stephen Wance, who has spent his entire career and adult life in emergency management. Commissioner Wance stated, "As 2020 has shown us, disasters and emergencies can strike at any time and take many forms. I hope all Carroll County residents spend their time on preparedness activities now to help ready themselves to handle future emergencies." That's very wise advice from our Commissioner President, so please take heed to it. Several online sources provide good emergency preparedness information kits. You can go online and Google MEMA, MEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, and scan through their website for readiness preparedness kits advice. Also, National Weather Service. And here in Carroll County, you can bring up our Carroll County, Maryland website and look for Are You Ready? Citizen's Guide to Emergency Preparedness. It'd be good for you to look these things up, especially if wintertime coming. And if you have any teenagers or young adults that are starting to drive, you might want to talk to them about how to prepare for emergencies, especially if the snow comes and they ran off road or something. Make sure they have kits in their cars to protect them. I'd like to move on to Mount Airy. Wonderful Mount Airy in my district is preparing a duck race. This sounds like a lot of fun. The Rotary Club of Mount Airy has teamed up with the Mount Airy Volunteer Fire Company and the Town of Mount Airy to raise money for the fire company. Rotary scholarships and other community projects, all net proceeds from this event will be given to the Mount Airy community. So what is this event all about? On September 27th at 2 p.m., they will hold a duck race by the Fire Department Activities Building. Thousands of ducks that have been adopted will race to the finish line, and a winning duck will win $1,000. That's a very valuable little rubber ducky. They will also have over 20 prizes for both random winners and the fastest duck. It's one duck for $10 donation, three ducks for a $20 donation, and a whopping eight ducks for a $50 donation. For more information or to request a business sponsorship package, please email Mount Airy, Maryland MD Rotary at gmail.com. Give them a call and help sponsor that event. The fire department would greatly appreciate it, especially now with this pandemic having affected the fundraising ability of so many of our communities and our fire departments out there. So any help you can provide Mount Airy Fire Department will be greatly appreciated. And it looks like it'd be a fun time with the children and a family event. Also, I'd like to move on to something very important to me and my family and lots of other families out there is the overdose awareness. August overdoses have been down in Carroll County and continue year-to-date trend on a downward trajectory, which is fantastic news. As Carroll County Health Department observes National Recovery Month in September, the number of local overdoses has decreased slightly in August. There were 33 overdoses in August in Carroll County, down from 40 in July and from 34 last August, as the county continues to trend lower in terms of overdoses. Of the 33 overdoses, 23 were classified as accidental, 4 as suicide attempts, and 6 undetermined. 30 of the 33 were county residents. A vast majority of the victims, 15, were 25 to 34 years old. So a lot of young adults have issues with addiction that we need to be supportive and help them address. This affects everyone. Heroin was deemed a method responsible for 13 of the overdoses, while 8 were attributed to prescription medication, 6 to the other controlled dangerous substances, and 1 to over-the-counter medication. The results of the other 5 are pending or unknown. There have been 93 heroin overdoses here in Carroll County in 2020, down from 115 at this point last year. That represents a 6.5% decline from a year ago and a 29% decline since 2018. So we're moving in the right direction. So far this year, 29 people died of overdoses. Fatalities are down 6% this year over last year and 43% compared to 2018. Carroll County Health Department is observing the National Recovery Month in September with a series of virtual events and community outreach efforts. Most health department recovery support services have been available throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. To learn more about all the health department's behavioral health services, please go online to cchd.maryland.gov or call 410-876-4449. We also have a mobile crisis service that can be reached 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily by calling 410-952-9552. Now remember, we are there to support you. Don't hesitate to call. These are trained professionals, and we will use the resources we have available to us to help you with your addiction and find recovery. Your community is supporting you and helping you with your recovery, so please take advantage of the resources we have for you, and there's no judgment in helping. We also had the honor of supporting a retired colonel in the Sheriff's Department this week. Colonel Larry Suther retired after 6 years with the Sheriff's Department. The colonel spent 44 years in law enforcement before he came to Carroll County to be the right-hand man for Sheriff Jim DeWeese. And now he's willing to move on and relax. He will be replaced by the newly appointed Colonel Richard Hart, who has been with the Sheriff's Department for 15 years and will assume the task of the outgoing colonel and become the chief deputy, the right-hand man of the sheriff. So please welcome Colonel Hart to his new responsibilities as he continues to keep our county safe with the sheriff. Also like to make mention of a Century High School sophomore. She is, I might be butchering a name, I hope she forgives me. It's Yuichi Mamba of the 10th grade at Century High. She has been selected as a Maryland delegate to the 2020 World Food Prize Global Youth Institute. I think I got all that out right. She made an exceptional research paper and video presentation on the fallout of political instability in South Sudan. The Global Youth Institute, hosted by the World Food Prize Foundation, brings together 200 outstanding high school youth from around the world to interact with international leaders and experts dealing with food security and agricultural science and policy. So it was her work studying about Sudan, which won her the chance to be a delegate to this event. And once again, we're very proud of all the people in Carroll County that move out onto the world stage and represent our community. Time and time again, I have the honor of reading off about local individuals and businesses that get recognition both nationally and internationally. And it's a testament to the quality of life that we have here in Carroll County. And these wonderful students are growing up and doing great things. A reflection of the wonderful parents we have. And I always say the bedrock of the success of Carroll County is the wonderful parents out there who ensure that their children are responsible, go to school, get an education, and begin great careers contributing to the well-being of our nation, our county, and our state. As always, it is a tremendous honor to be your county commissioner. I look forward to serving you in any possible capacities you have when you reach my office. I look forward from hearing from you. And as always, get out there. The fall is coming. We're all beautiful, crisp weather. Patronize the local farming establishments. There's one in my district, Trevor Huff in Marston, on the corner of 407. I believe they're going to be doing pumpkins. They got corn maize. They got sunflowers. Lots of wonderful produce. And there's numerous other farmers markets throughout the county as well. Please patronize them as well. Get your children out there and enjoy the fall. As always, God bless and have a wonderful day.